Part 1. Regulating Yourself. One of the pieces you provided that seemed to have been missing before was that I needed to help myself and give forgiveness and patience to myself as much as I was trying to do with my daughter. And I needed to learn, really internalize, that her acting up was not a reflection on me or my parenting, at least in most cases, but rather on how she was feeling and what her needs were at that moment. Aileen, mother of 2 kids under age 4. Chapter 1. Peaceful parents raise happy kids. There's an old saying, raising children is the toughest work there is. But why is it so difficult? When I ask an audience this question, parents usually propose 2 reasons. First, because the stakes are so high. And second, because there are no clear answers about how to do it right. One answer is right, and one is not so right. The stakes are certainly high, but we actually do know a great deal about how to raise a happy, responsible, considerate, emotionally healthy, self-disciplined child. There is a great deal of valuable research on this most important topic, and parents will be delighted to learn how sensible it is. Over and over, studies show that parents who respond with warm, respectful attunement to the unique needs of their individual child, setting limits supportively and coaching their child's emotions constructively, raise terrific kids. Sensible, but hard. As every parent knows, the hard part is managing our own emotional triggers so that we can make this a reality even some of the time. Regardless of your child's unique challenges, if you want to parent well, you have to work on yourself too. A child doesn't cause the anger or anxiety that hooks us into power struggles. That comes from our own fear and doubt. Our own childhood experiences, our own early traumas, major and minor, are part of who we are. What's more, they're the part of us that takes charge whenever we're upset. So when you're angry or frightened, you know that's almost always an early bad experience driving your reactions. Children have a way of triggering those unhappy feelings from our own childhoods. So the only way we can be peaceful parents is to mindfully prevent old feelings from causing new problems. In fact, the things we want most for our children depend on our own inner work. We all want to raise children who are happy people, loved by others, and lucky in love. If we can reflect on our own early childhood relationships and learn to nurture ourselves, we can offer our child, you can offer your child, the secure connection that will provide a foundation for loving relationships for the rest of her life. We can't control what happens to her, but we can make it likely that she'll surround herself with people who treat her well and help her find deep meaning in her life. We also want to raise children who can manage their behavior, both because they're easier to live with and because that's our job as parents. We know how to raise those children too. When we regulate our own emotions, our children learn to regulate their emotions. That allows them to regulate their behavior, presuming they're connected enough to us to want to. Finally, we want our children to be successful, not necessarily in the sense of earning the rewards offered by our society for achieving, but in the sense of discovering, honing, and sharing their unique gifts throughout their lives. We know how to help children do that, too. Much of it has to do with managing our own anxieties, which leaves our child free to discover for himself and build confidence and resilience. Some children are born with more difficult temperaments, and for those children, our inner work as parents is even more important. But regardless of what your child brings into the world, the way you respond to her will shape her ability to make the most of her life. Your child will delight and exasperate you, thrill and annoy you. By accident, really, your child will ask you to grow, too. If you can notice when you're triggered and restore yourself to equilibrium before you take action, if you can soothe your own anxiety, if you can reflect on your own experience and make peace with it, you can raise happy, emotionally healthy children who are successful in every sense. You can become a peaceful parent, raising happy kids. Your number one responsibility as a parent. Mindfulness. Allowing an emotion to take hold and pass without acting on it. Benedict Carey. Mindfulness. Not hitting someone in the mouth. 11-year-old, quoted by Sharon Salzberg. Your child is fairly certain to act like a child, which means someone who is still learning, has different priorities than you do, and can't always manage her feelings or actions. Her childish behavior is guaranteed at times to push your buttons. The problem is when we begin acting like a child too. Someone has to act like a grown-up if we want our child to learn how. If instead we can stay mindful, meaning we notice our emotions and let them pass,